The Arts Channel supports the exploration of artistic expression and culture for all. To explore for yourself, visit uctv.tv/arts.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to be here. And we are Kittle & Co. We're just fresh off of, we're in the middle of a tour, and it's just so nice to be here in San Diego with you all. We woke up in Detroit, I think, at an Airbnb in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And now we're here with you, and life is wild and wonderful. So, And thank you, Yale, and everybody here.
Pretty good? Yeah, better than pretty good. So, one of the beauties, one of the wonderful ideas that Andrew had when he thought of this series is a little interaction, just a couple questions, because we, of course, we want to hear the music. That's the real answer there. So, Jeremy and anybody else on stage, jump in. So, here we hear this Americana folk music, bluegrass, newgrass, chamber folk music. What kind of got you, you know, because you started one, you know, where you started the violin, and how did you see it just kind of growing and some of the influences? I'm just kind of curious.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, every band in a way, like if you think about a band having a certain sound, it's kind of like if a band has a certain sound, it's kind of like they have their own little genre going, right? Like combination of their influences. So I think, you know, kind of everybody does that naturally. And I fell in love with this, whatever you call it, this kind of really creative, cool American fusion acoustic music when I was probably around 20, around when we were meeting probably at those camps and stuff. And I really, there's a wonderful artist named Edgar Meyer who comes to mind.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful
composer
and incredible instrumentalist bass player. And he's a big hero. And so I think, you know, that's definitely, it's what we can explore with these instruments. It's kind of our meeting ground is this combination of these different styles and then music that draws from them and, brings them together into little pieces, mini tunes and songs and stuff.
Right. Yeah. I'm just curious, of the musicians on stage, did you guys all start off kind of playing an Americana genre, or did classical? Let's start with the mandolin player. How did you start off?
So I started out, I mean, musically in general, both my parents are musicians, and on my mother's side, my great grandfather is a Texas fiddler named Benny Thomason.
That's your great grandfather?
That's my great grandfather.
Do you know?
Yeah.
As so, we say in Jews, that's some yeches, that's some pedigree. Woo! So it's in your it's in your blood. Benny.
It's in the blood for sure. Yeah. And so I started out on drums.
Yeah.
But when I got into mandolin,
right.
Just started doing that and kind of drifted away from drums to this full time, it was starting out with kind of like Americana, bluegrass, and you know, then getting exposed to classical stuff through, like Jeremy was saying,
right.
You know, guys like Edgar Meyer, Bela.
Baylor,
Marshall,
right?
Et
yeah. Oh, wonderful, Jacob.
So I think for me, I'm actually the only musician in my extended family. So when I was coming to music for the first time, it was definitely through like classical pedagogy and what people were able to teach me. There was no model about like what this genre was at all. And I actually majored in college in classical bass. It wasn't until about middle of undergrad that I discovered like, oh wow, there's this whole scene of thriving acoustic musicians who like to play music. That has a narrative like classical music that develops themes, but it uses like more modern genres as the basis for those themes. And that's one of the fun things about playing with these guys is there's that attention to like chamber music and communication and shaping of an idea and developing of an idea, but it's free to be whatever kind of influence we want it to be to a degree, you know, and everyone brings their own flavor, which as Jeremy was saying, makes it really exciting and fun. So,
absolutely, yeah great.
I'm Quinn. My dad's a luthier. He built this guitar.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So that's kind of the reason why I got into playing guitar. But I started classical violin when I was like 5 years old. And I did that up until even after I started the guitar, but that slowly died away and then...
Really? I heard you earlier. It didn't sound like it died away at all, man.
Okay.
It was damn good. And this wonderful instrument here.
I mean, I just grew up playing tunes, pretty much.
All kinds.
Why
the hammer dulcimer, though? Why not the fiddle?
Well, I was misguided, misled. I don't know. Things went horribly wrong. I don't know. It was just what was around and which... Where did I, yeah. Well, I think I'm actually not the only person who has said I play this because of Seattle. There's another person. So I think they were just around then
right,
in the 80s and 90s. So I don't know. Yeah.
Waltzing down Main Street and smoking a lot of. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do. I love classical music too and play some of that.
Oh, yeah. But, definitely. Definitely. Folks who might not know, it's not an instrument you see every day. It's the grandparent of the piano. The piano came much later. This is. Many hundreds of years before, by way of Persia to China, back to Persia, and then eventually over to Western Europe. And there's all different styles, as you might know. Hungarian. Oh, you know what they just said? And then I'm going to be quiet and let them play. She said, can we hear a lick by yourself? They want to hear some hammer dulcimer solo. Okay. All right, here it goes. Here, he's going to do it.
Just like a melody?
Yeah, do whatever. Yeah, play a melody. When your piano at home does the hammers, right? You push it down. He's the hammer. So, all right, Kittle & Company, let's go for it.
By the way, please make welcome from Victoria, BC, on guitar, again, Quinn Bashan. Originally from Michigan, like myself, the amazing Jacob Warren. From Tampa, Florida, Josh Pinkham. And Ashland, Oregon, Simon Chrisman. Thank you.
Josh, I've been meaning to ask, how are your, the hurricane and all, how are your goats doing?
My precious babies?
Yes.
Thank God. They are doing okay. They're fine. They made it through, so I live in Tampa, which is, you know, it's kind of in a great spot. It's just kind of far enough inland and also, you know, with elevation that you don't really have threat of storm surge, but also... you know, most of the time the winds are not really all that dangerous, but this one was particularly worrying, and this is the first time that a hurricane has come through where I haven't been with my precious Nigerian dwarf goats that I acquired.
You usually roam the hill, you know, bare-chested with your mandolin on your back,
yeah,
and the goats just following you around like Pied
exactly,
Piper, right?
Yeah, leaving the 99 to find the one lost, and... but yeah, anyway, so yeah, they're doing great. They're precious. Their names, I only have two as of yet, Buckwheat and Clover, and their brother and sister. And they are the greatest creatures. You go out every morning to feed them and they frolic up, excited to see you. They're not like those, you see videos of goats sometimes just, you know, like ramming people and wrecking them and they're kind of scary. Not these little bundles of joy. They are angels. And so thank you for asking, Jeremy. They are great.
Concerned citizen over here, yeah.
And I love them, so.
Well, we've never... I don't think we've ever played with this band at all in San Diego, so it's such a treat. This next one... Thank you. And this next one, we were super honored years ago when we released our first album. We're working on our second now. To get a Grammy nomination for this one for Best Instrumental Composition, and it was incredible to be nominated alongside folks Alan Silvestri of Back to the Future fame and Terrence Blanchard and John Williams. Terrence Blanchard ended up winning, so effectively we tied for second with John Williams, which is... Is he here tonight? He's a California resident. Doesn't live too far away. Thank you. Well, we'd love to invite Yale up to the stage to join us for a tune. Please make welcome Yale Strom. It really is so cool to connect with friends you haven't seen in a while, and we had so many good times teaching at this camp on the coast, you know, Point Loma Nazarene University, actually. And yeah, not so far, I suppose, here. Not at all, right? And yeah, it was such great times. So excited to reconnect and to play one of Yale's tunes here that we put together today in Grastari, right?
I'm not so sure I want to play right now. Wow, awesome, right? It's not just the compositions. What's really awesome is the arrangements, right? That's it. It's amazing arrangements. Can we get an A from wherever you
are? Yeah, absolutely.
From this gentleman, right? So this is a melody that that I composed based upon a rhythm and some of the tonalities that I was hearing from some Roma musicians, this tribe called the Caldarache. They were quite known for their horsemanship, knowing a lot about horses. And so it's called Grastari. So you learned a Romani word, Grastari. Gras means horse. Grastari is like the people that ride the horses. And so it's and that region was north. Let me think on the map. Northwestern Romania. So small villages like Satu Mare, Sighet Mare, Marsh. Actually, those are cities that crosses the border. And there's a river there, the Tisa River, and you cross over to the Carpathian Ukraine. So I was hanging out there and heard these musicians, so this is in tribute to them. Thank you.
Yes, drums.
The way you blend.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. You guys want to hear one more? It's been such a pleasure. Thank you, UCSD. Thank you. Quick save. Thank you, USA. Thank you, UCSD. Thank you, Park and Market. Thank you, Yale. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, everybody, and the whole crew. And it's been such a pleasure, and hope you enjoy. And a huge thanks to our sound engineer, Chris Ackland. Please give him a hand. Thank you.
smile even though it's aching. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrows, smile maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although
Company, yeah!